Alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing okay. We've spoken kama pe'umim that Uvas HaKadoshim left us such an unbelievable Yerisha, Masa Uvas Simen Labunim, and they paved the way for us at Kaitz HaYumim, and this is how we are surviving in these Tinka Lagulas Diketeg. In the last few parshas, we find Yaakov Avini having unbelievable Agmas Nefesh. And comes Parshas Vayishlach, and Yaakov Avini gives us three powerful lessons in this parsha, how a Yid deals with rough times and what Yaakov Avini did for us. We find that when Yaakov Avini sent the doyin la'isav, v'revach tosimi ben eider la'eider, he tells the messenger, I want you to spread the herds of sheep. There should be a distance between one and the other. Pushup shat is that it should look like a much larger gift. It's all in the packaging. But that's a little schwer to understand, Yaakov. Avini titan emes le'Yaakov. Was he going to trick Esav? So the Medrash has a whole different take on this. It says that when Yaakov Avini prepared the gifts, he saw Esav coming meruchoik. Zug the Medrash, Yaakov Avini saw Esav from the distance, all the tzuras that he's going to do to Klal Yisrael b'meishach hayumim. And he told the Bashefa, Bashefa, I am mekabel, Yidin will always be mekabel any Agmas Nefesh that you give them. But please, v'revach tesimi ben eider la'eider, between one Agmas Nefesh and the other, give the Yid breathing time. Give him a few good years, v'natzlucha gezin panusa nachas. That's the first Yerisha that we have. The next Yerisha that we have, Zug the Heilige Patsetzne, the Eish Kodesh Hashem Yim Kamdumoy, and he wrote this in 1941 when dark and bitter clouds were hanging over Europe. Shrapter Azoy, that Yaakov Avini fought Vayuvek Ishimoy with the Malach, and then Yaakov Avini won. And before he sends the Malach away, he says, I'm not letting you go. Kiyem Berechtuni, unless you give me a brucha. He asks the Heilige Patsetzne, Yaakov needs the Malach's bruche. This is the chasar for Esav. He got so many bruches from his father Yitzchak. V'yitain, v'yakzev, v'yitain. What's the Malach going to add? He says this was a tefillah for us. That when a Yid has Agmas Nefesh, and Yidin many times machem et azolach shveret kifes, but we come through with flying colors. We're maminim. And we come through better and stronger than before. And Eibisht has naches from them. So Yaakov said, Bashefa, I won with the Sar Shel Esav. Don't just give me a kish and bekele and tell me, Rabid, I'm so proud of you. Make it worth my while. Hanek tane, gemer abruche, yidn machem mit agmes nefesh. Afterwards, bagize mit ashpurs toivis. And the last thing what Yaakov Avini left us be Yerisha, Zug de Divri Yisrael for Mojitz. V'atu amartu haitaiv aitaiv imach. He says, you want to know how a Yid could dodge all these bullets of Agmas Nefesh? We know that kol manda uved rachmuna latav. And that's what Eibishtu wants from us. And we tell the Bashefa, V'atu Bashefa umartu haitaiv. You told me that I should say kol man de uved rachmuna latav. You know what happens when a Yid says kol man de uved rachmuna latav? He's ma'oyra such unbelievable chasudim in himmel. And ma'ayla aitav imach, the Eibishter has to bestow chasudim in ashpuas toivis of Yidin. These are the Yerishas that Yaakov Avini left us, and these are the unbelievable lessons. The first one was a tefillah, v'revach tasimi b'shefa habrechmunis, and don't lay it on one after one, give him time. The second one, b'shefa, if any Agmas Nefesh erayid mizmitmachin, b'gisim mit hashpuas toivis. But then he told us, ayid zolvisin v'atu amartu aitayv, oibdi zukst, kol man duvad rechmuna latav, memayla the Eibishter has to be maitayv imach. Alechtig in Shabbos and Besiris Toivis.